This episode came about because we heard people complaining about the cost of some of these events, these live FI events. And we have varying thoughts on that. But one of the things we'd like to do is, if you think one of these events is for you, but you can't afford it, we're going to help you go. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the episode. Hi there, I'm Mindy Jensen.
And I'm Carl Jensen.
And this is the Mindy
and Carl
on Money podcast, where we talk about what happens after you reach financial independence.
I have a question. I'm not sure if I've asked this before, but why do we call this show Mindy on Money?
Alliteration.
Ooh, I like alliteration.
I know you do.
It could have been Carl on Cash. That has alliteration too. It's alliterative. Is that a word? I think it is.
You can just make it up as long as you use it in a sentence and people understand what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Like you do all the time.
Yes, exactly.
I think fluctuation.
Fluctuatious.
Fluctuatious. Okay.
Yes. Mrs. Fluctuatious. Ooh, maybe I'll change my Twitter handle to Mrs. Fluctuatious instead of Mrs. 1500.
Do whatever you need to do.
I always do. All right. On this episode of the Mindy
and Carl
on Money podcast, Carl and I discuss the benefits of attending in-person financial independence events, and I recap my recent experience on the inaugural FinTalks cruise.
Are you going to recap your experience on going on the FinTalks cruise without me?
Yes, you weren't there, so I would have to include that in the conversation.
Okay. I'm curious to see if that enhanced or took away from the experience.
Well, I did get Amberly as my roommate.
She's probably better. She doesn't fart as much.
I don't remember her farting once.
Okay, good. Well, you have to say that. She's listening and she would be mad if you called her out. But before we get started, let's take a quick break. Today's episode is sponsored by, us?
Huh? Yes, today's episode of the Mindy
and Carl
on Money podcast is sponsored by the Mindy
and Carl
on Money Scholarship Fund. We feel very strongly about the importance of attending in-person FI events. But we also understand that if you are getting started on your FI journey, you may not have any extra money to be able to afford these conferences. And while we don't feel that they're all that expensive to attend, they can be $500 to $1,000, which is a significant portion of your income if you're trying to pay off debt. So we have started a scholarship fund to cover the costs associated with going to a FI event. You can find out more information at mindyonmoney.com/scholarship. First up, we have a group of kids that we are sponsoring to send to a Camp FI in Texas. We are also soliciting donations. If you feel strongly, as we do, about attending FI events in person, we would love for you to throw a couple of bucks towards the scholarship fund or directly to the kids that are going. So go to mindyonmoney.com/scholarship to find out more information.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So Carl, I just returned from the first ever FinTalks cruise. I say first ever. There will be another one next year. And it was a lot of fun.
What happens on a FinTalks cruise? Do you just talk about index funds the whole time? Like, okay, 8 a.m., VTSAX, 11 p.m., VTSAX continued. Is that what you did? And then?
Yes, that's what I did. It was so much fun to talk about VTSAX for five solid days. No, you big weirdo. We went. So Amberly Grant organized this cruise as part of her FinTalks program. It was a way to gather up people together in a different setting. And it was a five-day cruise on Royal Caribbean, leaving from Galveston, Texas, and going down to two places in Mexico. There were 65 people who went on this cruise. And there were approximately 3,500 in total on the boat, but 65 of them were us. And it sounds like, oh, that's a lot of people. That's a huge group of people that you're trying to find 65 people among. But one of the things that I was just delighted by was every time I walked down a hallway, I would see somebody that I knew. I'm going to lunch and there's 57 people in the lunchroom at the same time as me sitting down. And there was always a place that I could sit down with somebody and talk. I had so many great conversations while I was there, and not just about index funds or the rule of 72T or any of these other financial independence concepts. We talked about a lot of different things. Of course, I talked a lot about real estate because it's kind of my jam. I'm kind of known for that. But we also talked about life in general. I made very good friends that I have seen now like twice since then, which has been fabulous. I just had a really, really good time connecting with people, even though we only have money in common. You discover that you also have a lot of other things in common, and it's easy to start the conversation.
And I can see where a cruise is a super nice format for this, because it's not like a conference where you're around these people 24/7. If you're an introvert, you could retreat back to your room or go to a ship lounge. There's still a couple thousand other people on this thing. So you don't have to be around someone all the time just talking about VTSX, VTSX, VTSX. I can't even say that three times fast.
You can't even say it once fast.
And then there's excursions. You can get off and walk on the beach. And did you ever write VTSX like in the sand, like how people write their names?
Oh, man, that would have been a great idea. We'll do that next time.
But the good thing is, yeah, there is going to be another cruise. And maybe before we get into the main part of this conversation, you can mention the URL for the cruise. And by the way, full disclosure, we have no financial interest in this. We just like to help Amberly out because she is an awesome person and we're both going on this next year and we would like to spend it with you awesome people as well. Can we bring the bull on the cruise? We have, for those watching on YouTube, we have a little bull sculpture that looks like the bull on Wall Street.
Why would we bring this on a cruise boat?
So people could pet it.
People don't want to pet this. Why are you so weird?
Of course they do. They could get their picture with a bull, like in different parts of the ship. We're bringing the bull on the boat.
I guess we're bringing this bull on the boat. You're bringing some bull on the boat.
This is bullship.
Oh, watch your mouth.
S-H-I-P, because we're going to be on a ship, bullship.
Okay. Yes. If you would like more information about the cruise for next year, go to amberlygrant.com/cruise. That's Amberly, AmberlyGrant.com/cruise. There will be more information and you can sign up for the wait list to get more information for next year. It should be in late January or February of 2025.
Link in the show notes.
Yep.
Moving on, I heard you had an interesting conversation on the cruise, and the conversation had to do with complaints about these FI events. Can you elaborate on this conversation?
Yes, I can. I was having a conversation with some of the creators of these FI events, and it turns out that someone or several someones have been sending emails to them saying, your event is too expensive. I can't attend. Why are you making FI unattainable or attending these events unattainable? And for that, I want to say, I'm sorry that this event you are feeling is unattainable. Like I said in the beginning, sometimes the money that it costs to attend these events can't be justified when you're in the middle of a debt payoff, or maybe you just don't make a lot of money at your job. And that doesn't mean that FI is unattainable for you. Attending these events is really, really important. But there's also a cost involved in attending these events, in putting these events on. The space, you have to rent a space to host the event. That is not free. I know for a fact that none of these creators are making big dollars to run these events. Most of them are nonprofit or very, very little profit to the point that you would consider it a nonprofit. They do this because they love it. They do it because they want to bring this community together. And at every FI event we've been to, we have met people from around the country, several times around the world. There's a certain cost associated with producing this, and I don't think it's fair to ask them to lose money.
I'll jump in here. I don't think any of the people who put on these events are financially independent, but I don't think that should even matter because I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt is financially independent, but he still gets paid to make movies. So these people might make a little bit of money, which they should. No one should be expected to work for free. I think that's a ridiculous expectation. And one example, Diana from Economy, she's renting out this huge space at the University of Cincinnati and coordinating all these different events. And coordinating the speakers to show up. I know the speakers aren't paid a speaking fee, but she does pay for their accommodations and for them to come into town. So there's definitely a cost to put these things on. And these people really are doing it just because they want to create something awesome. They're not getting rich. If these people wanted to make money, they would just work more at their normal jobs or find a new job. They're doing this because they love the Phi community, and it breaks my heart a little bit to see people putting them down like this.
It does. It, you know, tearing them down doesn't do anything constructive. I would imagine that if they get enough complaints, they might just stop altogether. And I'm definitely not speaking for any one facilitator or one event, but when you get these complaints like this, it starts to drag on you. There are still plenty of free Phi events that you can find. Choose Phi does a great job of creating local spaces. Go to choosefi.com/local and you can find an event near you. And if you can't, consider starting one. It really doesn't take much effort at all to create a free Phi event near you. And I know that Brad Barrett is on board with adding more local chapters if it makes sense. I think LA alone has multiple just because LA is so big. But if you don't have a chapter near you, or if it's defunct, reach out to Brad at choosefi.com and ask to create a new chapter. Ask to become the moderator of that local group.
If you're in Longmont, you can come to one of our meetups. That's meetup.com/NoCoA Mustachian, which is a very long word to spell out, but we will put a link in the show notes if you are interested. We have free meetups all the time. You don't need to be a member of the co-working space, and I suspect there are other meetups like this across the country. Again, ChooseFi is a great way to find them.
Yeah. Another thing about the cost that is being charged for these events, it's proven that if you give something away for free, people don't value it as much. Even just charging a nominal fee will get people to take it more seriously. So these events where you're going to a week long, a weekend long event, how can you expect that to be free?
Yeah, Diana once told me her goal was to make economy free, and I don't think that's ever a good idea because you'd have 10x people signing up for it, and then most of them don't show up. I think she should charge money, and then if she genuinely doesn't need it, she could just donate it to a charity or help someone else with it.
And what are some of the benefits of going to these events besides just talking to people? Like, who have we talked to at these events? What have we learned?
Yeah, what could possibly happen if you go to a Camp Phi and there's 60 people there obsessed with money that know way more than the general population about index funds, investing, Roth IRAs, 72Ts, SEPs, all that other stuff, all these acronyms? What could possibly happen? You're getting a group of experts to spend the weekend with, and these people aren't showing up because they're introverts. They're showing up. They might be introverts, but they like to talk about money. I was at Camp Phi Rocky Mountain last year, and our friend Eric was there, and that guy knows everything there is to know about 72Ts. That's a method to get at your 401k money earlier, perfectly legal. That guy knows everything about it. So you could go to one of these events and gain knowledge from someone like that that totally makes the cost of admission worth it like 10 times over.
So I would characterize you and I as money obsessed, finance obsessed, not necessarily money obsessed, but finance obsessed. You've been blogging for more than 10 years about money, and you've been thinking about money like your whole life. I have been podcasting about money for more than 6 years and thinking about money most of my adult life. I have learned something at every Camp Phi. I have learned something at every economy. I learned quite a few things at the Chautauqua that I attended. I'm trying to think, what other conferences have we gone to? Oh, the FinTalks cruise. I learned a lot there too. I have learned something at every Phi event I have ever been to. And you can't put a price tag on that.
I completely agree. So you could pay a ton of money for a financial advisor who may or may not know more than Eric about a 72T, or you could just go to a Camp Phi or economy and find someone who would love to tell you about it for hours on end because they've read the IRS documents and everything else. So super helpful with money.
And I have had people introduce concepts to me that I've never heard of before. It sends you down a rabbit hole. But if you don't know, if you're listening to this and you've never heard of 72T before, oh, what's that? Let me go look into that. And then you start looking into it. You discover all sorts of new things. Oh, I could incorporate that into my life. I have been introduced to new concepts just by talking to people. I'm like, I've never even heard of that. And I am considered an expert in the financial space.
Yeah. I'll drop one nugget I learned before we end this part. I learned that if your 401k plan allows it, some companies allow you to start withdrawals at age 55 if you're separated from the company. I had no idea that was a thing, and that's not every company, but it turns out it is. Like, that's super valuable information for a potential early retiree.
Tons of super valuable information is shared at every one of these events. So if you are on the fence about attending, find a local meetup. Start with a free group. Go to choosefi.com/local. Find one of the 276 local chapters that would be near you or nearest to you. And go check it out. Go to meetup.com and find a free FI event or a very low cost FI event. Especially if there's limited space, they may charge a nominal fee just to make sure you show up, like I said before. But the amount of collaboration at these events is unheard of. It's almost like we all know that we've got money in common. So now let's talk about something else. But there's collaboration everywhere.
It is weird how little people actually talk about money. And maybe this is just my own filter. Whenever I tell people about these events, they're always worried, like, oh, we're going to go, we're going to talk about VTSAX the whole time, and it'll be so boring, like a bunch of monotone conversations. And it never is. What it really is it's people trying to help each other figure out money so they can move on and do happy things with their life. And money is just the tool to do it. So everyone wants to figure out how to use this tool to maximize their life. And that's what people usually move on to. It's not so much, how do I make this much money, or blah, blah, blah. It's the dreams I have to do with the money. It's the countries I want to visit, or the project I want to start, or the organization I want to volunteer for.
And the amount of information at these events is just unmatched.
Yep. And there's one more thing that I think is actually the most valuable about these events, and this might just be me, but I do know it applies to a lot of y'all at all. I'm kind of an introvert. I like to talk about things that lots of other people don't find interesting. I'm not so interested in the local hockey team, although we watch NFL once in a while. But I like to talk about like money and EVs and nuclear fusion, kind of weird things. And sometimes I had trouble relating to people. Like, we had that one neighbor and just wanted to talk about stuff that I had no interest in. And there was no Venn diagram overlap. We were both okay people, I think. We just had nothing to talk about. But you go to these FI events, and you find that money is a filter. If you like money, you probably have lots of other things in common. Like, board games always comes up. Travel comes up a lot. More so, like, who doesn't like to travel? But because we have money and the means to do this, it probably comes up a lot more in our lives. I'll back up a second. The first time I went to Camp 5, the January one, I was terrified, the one in Florida. I'm like, oh, geez, we're going to go there with 60 people we don't know? This sounds horrible. This is like an introvert nightmare, and we have to spend the whole weekend talking. Yeah, it's the ultimate introvert nightmare. We have to spend the whole weekend with 60 strangers, and we're going to be around each other all the time. And then you start talking to people, and there's stuff to talk about. It doesn't have to be about I don't know, sports or the weather. You skip the small talk and go right to the deep stuff. And as a result of this, like, we've made friends who we talk to. Like, every day I probably talk to someone from text. It was Michael a day or two ago from Economy. Friends for life who I might not see super often because they're not local, but I see him often enough. And it's pretty cool. A lot of times you'll get a free bedroom when you travel. So if you're a cheapette like me, it's worth it just for that. Oh, I'm not supposed to swear. I'll bleep that out. A cheap bullshit. Okay. Anyway, so I think the social part is the best part of all. If you go to these things, I guarantee you, you'll meet people who will resonate with you and who you'll continue to talk to. Not everyone, but you'll make connections. What do you think about that?
I think you're completely correct. That's why I didn't interrupt.
Then we go to these and we hardly ever even talk to each other because there's so many people we're talking to.
I live with you. I can talk to you on the way home.
True.
Okay, so Carl and I are working on exercising our spending muscle, and we want to be more generous. That is one of our goals for 2024, is to be giving more. So we have created a scholarship fund for Phi event attendees. We have an application process. You can donate to the scholarship fund process. That's not really a process. Just send us some money. And every dime of it goes to sending somebody to a Phi event. We don't keep any of it because we don't want your money. We want to pass it along. If you believe strongly in the Phi events and attending Phi events, we would love to talk to you. You can email Mindy at mindyonmoney.com, or you can go to mindyonmoney.com/scholarship for more information.
I really am going to take this bull on the cruise with us. So if you would like to have your picture taken, I'm lifting the bull up. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to hold it over our heads like, what is it, John Cusack and Say Anything? We need to play In Your Eyes right now.
In your eyes. Yeah. So, you can't really play the music because you don't have Peter Gabriel's permission.
Probably going to get sued.
So I'll just sing. No, you can sing it.
Okay. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. He's probably old.
Probably old. He is old. However, he's not dead yet.
I think this bull's going to go with us to Camp Phi events. It's kind of heavy. I don't know. Is there room in your suitcase for economy?
No.
Okay. You can just carry it then.
I'm not carrying that on the plane. They'll probably take it away.
They better not take it away. There's no liquid in here, right?
Oh my goodness, we're done.
It would be good. You could smuggle beer on the cruise if the bull.
I can't smuggle anything in there.
Yeah, I know you can't. But this bull is going to come on the cruise.
I'm so excited.
No bullshit about it.
All right, we are now at the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we now have a Facebook group. You can go to facebook.com/groups/MindyOnMoney to join in the conversation about Phi events, or how awesome Carl is, or how awesome I am, or money, or, you know, whatever you want to talk about, unless it's garbage like cryptocurrency, because I will just delete your post.
Wait, is MindyCoin not a thing anymore?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry if you lost money in MindyCoin. I certainly lost some, so it's okay.
You're going to lose a lot more.
I thought I'd go to the moon. Then it did not.
Okay, next week we've got our very first case study from the point of view of life after Phi.
Oh, this one is so good because it's something I struggled with. How to find purpose and meaning when you retire. This person is on the verge of retirement, but they haven't quite retired yet, so this is a cool episode.
Yep, it is. And make sure to listen all the way to the end of that episode because we come up with a pretty cool idea right at the very end.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Look, the bull's looking at you. So what is the URL for Amberlee's cruise?
Well, I'm super glad you asked me that. And I didn't even write it down. I had reached out to Amberlee.
Yeah, you told it to me and I actually went to it, but now we have to commercial interruption. Maybe I'll sing the VTSAX song while we talk. It's on her main FinTalks site, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I actually think there's something way more important. Are we done with that part?
I guess if you're going to go on to something else.